time. We met there again with his group, Psalom, which I've been reminded rhymes with shalom, but with the word psalm in it. And the last time I saw him was out there again, and we were all celebrating the singing of a cappella psalms. What a shock. And so since then, New Song has sung their songs, and Genevans as well. And even last night, many of us were able to hear Psalom sing some more of their wonderful settings. Many of us are looking forward to the opportunity of singing them and performing them. Konstantin Zhigulin is Russian. Currently, he resides with his wife, Lena, whom you will see, she's the blonde. They reside in St. Petersburg, Russia, and their friends, Brad and Lena. Lena is also Russian, and she and her husband Brad live in Princeton, New Jersey. So they get together every now and then and do a tour across the United States, which they're currently on, and they share this wonderful music with many audiences. They come from a different denomination than many of us do, but we share such wonderful things, the love of God and God's word, and I particularly enjoy Konstantin's mission to write music for congregational singing that we can all join in, learn, because it's not too hard, but we can sing the precious words of God together and make beautiful music together. So we turn the rest of today's chapel over to Konstantin, to Psalom, and to Brad later on. Thanks so much. Welcome them, please.
Встречным будь откровением вечным. Двери вечности мне отверзи, даруй спасение и надежду звездою светлою. Воссияй надо мной, бессмертный, благословенный, светом правды, ветром встречным будь, откровением вечным, светом правды. Встречным будь откровением вечным.
Thank you and good morning. We are a group that exists for about 2 weeks a year as Psalom. Well, I guess we exist live. There are a few recordings, so we can rest the last of the year as also Psalom. That was in Russian. The name of that song is Vieru, Vieru You, which if you try to translate it directly is something like, I have faith in faith. So a direct translation wouldn't work very well. That's why I didn't bother introducing it. It's pulled from the text of Mark chapter 9, where a man has brought his son to Christ seeking healing. I believe this was mentioned just a week ago here in chapel. And this father exclaims in conversation with Christ, I do believe. Help me in my unbelief. And that's a paradox that at first doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But when I look at my own heart, it makes a whole lot of sense. That I know this is my faith. I know that God is, he is great and he is mine. But I also recognize that it's only by his grace that I've crossed as far as I have to where I am today. And that I can look ahead and have confidence that I can take more steps in that way. Because his hand is on my shoulder guiding me along. And it's taking those words of scripture and repeating them on my lips, not only spoken, but in song, that takes it further and deeper into my heart. And that's why this ministry exists, that the words of scripture may be imprinted on the hearts of man. I was very touched by the reading that was selected for the full group gathered here this morning because of the next song that we're going to share with you. We were reminded in that segment of Revelation that we have a great shepherd who is good. And this song is a reminder of that goodness. Drawn from Psalm 23, this is The Lord is My Shepherd. And we invite you to sing along with us. Constantine will explain how it's going to work.
I will try to explain. And sorry for my accent. Already for 8 years, we visit United States every year or twice. And I still have some accent, and I don't know what should I do with that. But still, I guess it's enough for understand, yeah? So we will try sing together. And first of all, we will sing in four parts. Can you believe it? Just right now. And I would like to invite you participate fully in this process of singing together. And I will show you the parts, one by one. So, and first of all, I show the high voices ladies parts. And you, let's do this way. I will sing once, and you just after me repeat. And first time it will be ladies, high voices, the second, alto, tenors, bass. You will find out. Easy. Okay. Let's try.
The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd.
Hey, ladies, can you sing without us right now? Beautiful. I feel choir sing there, right? So I would like ask you to, the Lord is my shepherd, again. Okay, you don't sing, okay?
Maybe.
Only you.
Not bad.
What about you? Great. Thank you. And the next step, the alto part. Please keep attention. And soprano, don't forget your part, okay? Listen.
The Lord is my shepherd, alto together. The Lord is my shepherd.
And without us. and the tenor's part.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Tenors, please.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I believe this part should be stronger one, okay?
The Lord is my shepherd.
Thank you, guys. And the bass?
The Lord is my shepherd.
Bass.
The Lord is my shepherd.
You alone without us. That's great. So I just remind you each part one by one, and we will sing all together. Keep attention, please, right now. Soprano, are you here?
The Lord is my shepherd.
And the alto?
The Lord is my shepherd. And the tenor's part? The Lord is my shepherd.
And the bass line?
The Lord is my shepherd. And all together? The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Even when I walk through the darkest valley of death, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me.
The Lord is my shepherd.
You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever.
The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd.
Сейчас ты рассказываешь, может, что тут микрофон еще поменяет?
I get the unique privilege of trying to think of something to say for a few seconds while they take a rest. That is our ministry. We are not professional singers. I didn't go to school for singing. My wife, I went to school for music. I'm an orchestra conductor. My wife went to school to be a early childcare specialist, and then she didn't like that, so she decided to go get an economics degree. And before she finished her economics degree, she had heard the word of God and became a Christian and started translating for a missionary family. And so no music in that. Lena did study music, and she is a choir director currently. Constantine's a flute player and a piano player, certainly not a vocalist. So in this ministry, which we find an absolute blessing, it's something that we get to participate in, In 2015, we're expecting it might be about 5 weeks that we get to do this. For none of this is this a full-time job. It's not even a waged job. No salary in it for us. We are, as I expressed to Rut this morning, I kind of feel like we're the fishers of fish who got turned into fishers of men, just to a small degree. We get to have the honor of singing praises to our Lord and encouraging his body by, I think what we tried to do just now, showing that music can be beautiful and simple at the same time, that it's something that congregations can attain, to sing together and to enjoy it and to not be scared while they're doing it. Constantine, this group exists for those 5 weeks or less during the year just because it is a tool for a ministry that is an extension of what Constantine does. He has created all the music by God's grace that we are sharing with you today. Sometimes that was by texts he selected, first in Russian, writing music to it, which others then translated into English. Sometimes somebody did a translation in English and sent it to him, and he put music to it and has since translated it into Russian. These songs have become useful, beneficial, for the development of the church in Russia, and we've found now in the church in the U.S., and so we are very glad to share them. Majority of people think of Russian music as slow and sad. It's not all that case. This song actually, I think, did exist in Russian first, and it's fast and happy.
Clap your hands, all you peoples, shout unto God with a voice of praise. Clap your hands, all you peoples, shout unto God with a voice of praise. For God the Lord is to be praised, a king over all the earth. And all the nations bow before him. He is the glory of Israel. Has ascended with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet blast. Sing praises to God, sing praises to God, for he is the King over all the earth. He is the King of all the earth. He reigns over nations upon his throne. Sing praises to God, sing praises to God, sing praises to God with a skillful psalm. Clap your hands, all you peoples, shout unto God with a voice of praise. Clap your hands, all you peoples, shout unto God with a voice of praise. For God the Lord is to be praised, a king over all the earth. And all the nations bow before him. He is the glory of Israel. Of the nations come to him, assemble as children of Abraham. Sing praises to God, sing praises to God, for all of the nations belong to him.
Constantine has had the chance to participate in what for our brotherhood, from the tradition from which we come from, the Church of Christ, seems to many people as a new thing, and that's to this genius idea of taking all the psalms and trying to set them to music. Apparently, it's been being done for the last couple of hundred of years. But in doing so, you get to take yourself through all conditions of the human heart, something that America often has trouble doing. We love the happy, the fast, the excited, and we tend to stay really quiet when it comes to the sad or the difficult. And so it's a blessing for us to be able to share that full range of human emotion by digging into the Psalms. That was from Psalm 47, clap your hands. This is Psalm 62, which draws on a phrase that's from outside, I think, our linguistic dictionary. We usually say under the umbrella or under the roof. This psalmist chose to express it as being in the shadow of God's wings, under his protection.
Dawn's early light, I'm searching for you, my soul thirsts in a desert. Hear my weary voice and my earnest prayer. Hold fast my heart with your love beneath the cool shade. My soul will sing, you are my pure joy. Your promise is all, my hope and my praise, my rock for the rest of my days. Your loving kindness is better than life. My solid rock, salvation and might, strength of my glory and light, beneath the cool shade of your loving wings, then my soul will sing, you are my pure joy. Your promise is all, and my praise, my rock for the rest of my days.
It's amazing to see the paths that the Lord makes straight for us. The mountains that he crushes into evenness, the deep chasms that he fills, that people from completely different traditions, completely different nations would be tied together, would take up common work, like Constantine and David have found themselves. Just meeting 5 years ago, at first, as Constantine expressed, feeling a bit distant from each other, not quite sure how to take the other person, but very taken in by the life of Christ that was seen in the heart of the other one. And how he's developed that into friendship and into opportunities to share God, has developed that into opportunities to share his own word wider and wider in this world. We'd like you to join us in our final opportunity to sing with you this morning. This again is very short, very easy. The words of Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
So I would like to teach you a little bit again. And so I'll show you the melody for the very first time. And I'm sure you will catch the words, because it's bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. And I will sing the melody first, and you hear, and after that, we will sing together, okay?
Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. Bless his holy name, please.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
So normally I ask people to repeat after me like the echo, but you know, I don't want to be alone, you know, and you just will push me too much probably. And I would like you participate, sing with me, you are who sit here in this, on the floor, okay, you with me, and you are who on the side, you after us, as the echo, okay, to us, with them, okay? Let's try, okay? But the same melody, okay? The same melody, it will be wonderful. And if you sit straight, it will help a bit, okay? Thank you, and smile, please. Not laughing, smile. Okay, you with me.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
All that is within me. Bless his holy name.
Bless his holy name.
Bless the
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget him, for he pardons all our sins, he heals all our diseases, he redeems us from the pit, crowns us with compassion, he satisfies us with good things, and so we are renewed.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
As heaven is from earth, far as east is from west, just that far has he removed transgression from our souls. For he gives steadfast love to all those who fear him. As a father loves his child, so he cherishes his own.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Stand. God, the Lord, the mighty King, sits enthroned in heaven. His dominion is over all. He is sovereign, King, eternal. Bless the Lord, mighty ones, you angel hosts who serve him. All creation, praise the Lord. Oh, bless his holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
All that is within.
All that is within.
Bless his holy name.
Bless his holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And church say, Amen. Amen. Thank you, and let God bless you and keep you. Have a blessing day. God bless.